This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Continuing in Daf HaShavua. On the note of Daf HaShavua, Daf HaShavua is having a campaign right now. I believe a link was posted on Daf HaShavua group. I think Dr. Asi posted a link. If you want to take a moment to take a look at that. We're learning under their program. They give a lot of good resources, including Mar Mekoymos for the Iyun Shirim we do. So you may want to consider being Mechazik their program. Okay. We're discussing the sugya that began on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that a man by the name of Yishmael, a man of the village of the Yam, and some say Ishkfar Dima, Diyama, he had the following shaila, which the way the Ran learned the shaila, an onion that was uprooted in the seventh year and then planted in the eighth year, and the new growth was enough to be mevatel the old growth. And the way the Ran learned the shaila is there's no question the new growth, if it would be a separate entity, would be mevatel the old growth. The question is, do we view it as a separate entity and it's mevatel the onion? Or do we say, no, it's an extension of the old entity. And therefore, just like the old entity is from Shvius, so the new growth is Shvius. That's the Shaila. Is the new growth a separate entity? And then in that case, it's mutter, and then it would be mevatel the original onion. Or do we say that it's an extension of the old entity? And the Gemara just try to bring a raya from what Rabbi Yitzchak said in Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a certain amount of onions that you're misaking it, and then you planted it, and new growth, you have to take Meiser off the whole thing. So we see that the new growth is mevatel the old growth, and you have to take Meiser off the whole thing. And the Gemara said, no, maybe that's only the Chumra. Maybe that's only the Chumra, that the new growth is mevatel. But ordinarily, if you have stuff that was planted in Shemitah, uprooted, and then planted again in the eighth, maybe then we don't necessarily say bittel. Maybe we say the whole thing is usser. Maybe really it's not a separate entity. It's only a separate entity, l'chumra, not l'kula. Okay? That's what we're holding now. So the Gemara continues now with a sugya that's related to Tehilchas Taruvais. Says the Gemara, Ela min hada, rather from that which we learned, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, Kal davar sheyesh lo matirin, any item that eventually will become mutter. There's a concept of dvarm sheyesh lo matirin, that right now it's asar, but eventually it could become mutter. It could become mutter. You know, chametz on Pesach is something that after Pesach it's mutter. Dvarim sheyesh loy matirim. Yeah, dvarim sheyesh loy matirim. There's such a concept. Dvarim sheyesh loy matirim. What's the halach of dvarim sheyesh loy matirim? Afilu be'elef loy batal. Even in 1,000 it's not batal. What's the reason for that? There are two svaras of that. Now, the din that dvarim sheyesh lo matirim is not batal is only min b'minai, not min b'she'enai minai. We had that before. One of the reasons is that in order for something to be batal, it has to be a different entity. It has to be something different than the mixture. But if it's the same as the mixture, it will not become batal. Because if it's the same, instead of becoming nullified, it just gets strengthened if it's the same as what it gets mixed into. So for something to be batal, it has to be different. Usually we say bittul by min b'she'enai minai. But even by min b'minai, it's still different. How? Because it's asur and the rest of the mixture is mutter. But if even the Isser can become mutter, it's completely similar to what it became mixed into. And then it wouldn't be batal. Okay, so kol davar sheish lo matirin. anything that has a heter, that could have a heter. Kugoin tevel, for example, tevel. Tevel is something that has a heter because you could just take of truma. Or umaser sheni. Maser sheni is something that has a heter. How's that? Well, let's say maser sheni gets mixed into other food. You could either redeem whatever maser sheni is in it, or you could bring the whole thing up to Yerushalayim. Vehektish, or hektish. Hektish has a takana. Hektish has a heter, if you redeem it. Vechadash, or new grain. Chadash has a heter. The carbon oimer is materit. Leinosnu behem chachamim shir. The chachamim never gave a shir in how much it becomes batal. You know why? Because it doesn't become batal. Dvarm sheish samatirim afilu be'elef loy batal. But b'chal davar she'in loy matirin, something that has no heter. What's an example of something that has no heter? Kagoin truma. Truma has no heter. What heter does truma have? Once something is truma, there's no way to remove its status as truma. Utrumas meiser, or the truma from meiser. V'chala, or when you're mafresh chala from a dough. V'arla, or fruit of the first 3 years. V'klei hakerem, or something that became aser because it was planted in a vineyard. Nasnu behem chachamim shir. The chachamim did give a shir. Namely, in all of these things, they have a different shir. Truma becomes batal 1 in 100. Or arla 1 in 100, klei akerem 1 in 200. All of these things the chachamim gave a shir because it's dvarim sheish lahamatirim. Let's see the ran. Kal davar sheish lahamatirim kugoin tevel shenasarav b'chulin. And it has a heter. It can be mafresh from somewhere else. Umaiser sheni, the hektish, yeshlahem heter biptia. Maiser sheni and hektish has a heter in redeeming it. The chadash, chadash sheha oimer matirai, chadash that the oimer is matirit. Lainosnu behem chachamim shir, sha'oisim b'choshuhu. They aser even the smallest amount, b'minan, in their min. Miyu shaloi b'minan, but if it's not their min, then b'noi sin tam. If shaloi b'minan, then, so again, if it's b'minan, we say that dvarim sheyesh lo matirin is not batal. If it's not the min, so then it is batal if it no longer gives a taste. The reason is because if it's shaloi b'minan, then it is a different entity than what it got mixed into, so it could become batal. Again, the operating principle is for something to become batal, it has to be different than what it gets mixed into. So min b'mino, if it's the same species, technically it should be able to be batal because even though it's the same species, but the fact that it's usur and what it got mixed to is mutter makes it different. But if it's dvarm sheish lo matirin, so even the isser has a heter, so there's no difference at all between it and what it got mixed into because they're both the same min and they both are considered heter. But shaloi b'minan, even dvarm sheish lo matirin is mutter b'noi sein tam, if it's diffused in amount then it no longer gives a taste. Kivan dahashta asiri, because right now it's aser, k'mayshuga savti lamala. Like I wrote before, this is something the Ran explained earlier. V'perek baser the mesachas avodah zarah yav taimach rino latevel dolei batal. Actually, there's another reason given in mesach avodah zarah why tevel is not butter, batal, and that is k'ateroi kachi surai. Just like its permissibility is its prohibition. What does that mean? We know that tevel, you could, how do you masakin tevel? You could take off even a mashu of truma. So just like you could be mater tevel by taking off a mashu of truma, likewise tevel asers b'mashu. So it's a little bit of, it's not because it's varm sheish la matirim, it's because just like tevel could become mutter by being mafresh mashu, so too So too, Tevel Asers B'mashehu. Okay. V'chol davar she'ein lo'y matirin, k'goin truma u'trumas ma'isar, v'chala da'afagav de'motzi la'ashtu le'alayu. Now the Ran has a very interesting point. Namely, truma has a heter. You know, all these things, truma and ma'isar and chala, they're all a neder. So if they're a neder, you could be matir neder. If you're mafrish truma, you should be able to be matir neder. Truma got mixed into a mixture. Why can't I be matir neder? No, hataras nedarim is not dvarim sheish shalmatirim. Why? Kima deleka mitzvah lemevet hachi. There's no mitzvah to do so. Loi mikri davar sheish shalmatirim. It's not called dvarim sheish shalmatirim. Since it's a mitzvah, it's not called davar sheish shalmatirim. Kedarminan lekaman. Okay. Now, but anything that is ein lo matirim, the chachamim gave a shir. Sha'afilu nisarvu b'minon, even if it gets mixed in the min, b'telin. Why? Truma u'trumas ma'iser v'chayla b'meya, truma u'trumas ma'iser v'chayla 100, arla u'klei akerem b'masayim arla, and klei akerem in 200, u'v'she'enon minon. But if it's enoy minon, kulan b'shishim, it's always 60. Okay, so now here's where the Gemara kicks in. Shvius, shmita l'chayra, is dvarim she'enloy matiren. And if that's the case, it should be batal b'shishim. It should not aser b'mashehu. And yet, shvius asers b'mashehu, amrulai. Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, "V'haloi shvius ein loy matirin, but shmita has no way to correct it. V'loi nasnu b'chachamim shir, and yet there's no shir when it becomes batal. Shvius asers b'mashehu, detnan hashvius oiseres koshu b'mina. Shmita asers even b'mashehu." Says the Ran, "Hashvius oiseres b'koshu b'minan." Two cases. One where Shemitah gets mixed into other fruits. Bein b'taruvais peirois heter b'shel shvius. Or bein b'gidulin. If let's say you had an onion that was planted in the sixth year, that you uprooted it, and you planted it again in the seventh year, so the additional gidulin asers the whole thing. And we say that it's aser b'mashehu. That even if you have a little bit of addition to the onion in the seventh year, it's all aser. Now, let's think for a moment. That means you have this big onion, it grew mostly in the sixth year, and a little bit grew in the seventh year. And it's aser. Why? Why don't we say that it's not a separate entity? And it grew from the onion of the sixth year, so it should be mutter. Doesn't that mean we consider it a separate entity? If we're going to aser what grew in the seventh year, that means the gidulin are a separate entity. And if they're a separate entity, then according to the Ran, automatically it should be mevatel, right? It should be mevatel the ikar. And yet by Shemitah we say the shvius, it asers koshuhu. In other words, even a little bit asers, that means it's a separate entity. And the whole thing is aser. It's asers b'koshuhu, b'mina.
It's a separate entity or the same entity? It has to be the same entity, then.
Well, again, if it's considered growing out of the ikar, then it should be mutter, right? If it's according to the Ran, the Shaila was, are the gidulin of the eighth year a separate entity and mutter, and then therefore they're mevatel the ikar? Or do we say no, they're considered emanating from the iser? Here, the fact that it grew in Shemitah means, and it asers b'koshehu, that means it's a separate entity, and it's not considered emanating from pre-Shemitah. But let's see, the Gemara didn't really spell out the question yet. So that's the question, why is Shemitah is Dvarim She'ein Lahem Atiren? Amar Lahen, Reb Shimon said, let me explain to you Shemitah. You know when I said Shemitah Asas B'kol Shehu, Afani Lo Yamarti Ela L'Bior, I only said it regarding the Bior. Aval Achila B'noy Sein Tam, but by eating, if it gives taste. Let's see what that means. Let's see the Ran. Amar Lahem, Reb Shimon said, Afheim Lo Yamru Ela L'Bior. You know when I said Shemitah Asas B'kol Shehu? That you need to eat it before the Zman of the Bior. Because the halacha is before the Bior, it becomes mutter to eat. What does that mean? The halacha is by Shemitah. You know when you're allowed to have the fruit of Shemitah in your house? If that fruit is available in the field for the behemoths. Once it's no longer available in the field, you got to take it out of your house. So the halacha is that before the biur, before the time to take it out of your house, you're allowed to eat Shemitah. So that means Shemitah really is Dvarim She'eshal Matirin. So in the time frame before the Isser biur, Shemitah is Dvarim She'eshal Matirin, because you're allowed to eat it so long as it's available for the animals in the field. So if you're allowed to eat it, so long as it's available for the animals in the field, that's considered Dvarim She'eshal Matirim. And therefore what? That's why Shemitah Aser is B'kol Shehu. Aval Achila, but to eat it after this man Bior, look in the Ran. Avalachila means kolomer im nisarvu la'achar abir. The shviyas got mixed after the zman bir. She'im yu oisrim taruvasan. If you're going to answer the mixture, loy sharu be'achila, it's not permitted in eating, bein b'minan, bein shaloy b'minan, b'noy sein tam. Alma gidulin einan nimshachim achar ha'ikr. Okay. After the zman bir, then there is no heter to eat it. So then the halacha is, it's varim she'en lohem atirim. So then it's not asr b'koshu, it's only asr b'noy sein tam. The bottom line is, that means we hold, that if you have the onion of the sixth year, that also grew in the seventh year, then the seventh year produce, the seventh year addition, asrs the whole thing. Before this man of the beer, it's considered Dvarim She'en Lahem Atirim. Even though, what do you mean? Isn't it a continuation of the Iker which began in the sixth year? No, it's the new entity. The seventh year is an entity all by itself. Says the Ran Alma Gidulin Einon Nimshachim Achar HaIker. We see that what grows is not drawn after the Iker, Liois Kamayo. The Ihachi, because if it's drawn after the Iker, Hech Te'eser Shvias B'Gidulea. Why would the shviyas be asur because of its growth? But it came from an onion planted in the sixth year. Levade in gidulin ki ikar. We see that what the growth is not like the ikar. Hilkach malin. Therefore, it would be mevatel. Says the Ran, this is the source of why I learned the sugya. Again, the Rush and the Tosfos learn that the Shaila is the Iker is for sure Aser. No, I'm sorry. The Rush and Tosfos learn the Shaila is on the Gidulin. I'm sorry, right? The Rush and Tosfos learn the Gidulin are for sure Mutter. The Gidulin are for sure Mutter. They're for sure a separate entity. The only Shaila is, are they Mevatel the Iker or are they not Mevatel the Iker? Do we say, well, you know, the Iker is not mixed into it, or it's a Davar Chashuv, right? The Rush and Tosfos learned, the Gidulin are for sure Mutter, and the Shaila is, do you say Bittel or do you not say Bittel? The gidulin are for sure mutter. The shaila is, are they mevatel iker or not? But here, we're trying to bring a raya from here. Oh, you see that the gidulin are usser. Okay, according to the Russian Tosfos, they would both. Everyone would agree the gedulin are usser. The shaila is, are they mevatel the ikar? Are they not mevatel the ikar? And we're not even discussing here whether they're mevatel the ikar. All we could prove from here is that the gedulin are an entity by itself. The Russian Tosfos said it's a granted the gedulin are an entity by itself. The shaila is, are they mevatel or not? Well, then what are we proving from here? We're proving they're an entity by itself. That was never up to debate. The Ran was the one who learned the shaila is, Are the gedulin an entity by itself? But if they are, they for sure would be mevatel. Says Aran, this is why I learned the sugya this way. Because we're bringing a proof to what? All we prove from here is the growth is an entity by itself. But the Russian Tosfos learned that that's granted that the gedulin are an entity by itself. The shaila is, are they mevatel the ikur? So it must be that the shaila is, are they an entity by itself? Says the Ran, v'hare ata roya desfiralon, we see, de'i ein malin, if they're not mevatel, al karcha gidulin ke'ikr, it's only because the gidulin are not an entity. De'loi hachi, pashit de'mi gidulim asurin malin. Otherwise, it's pashit, that if the gidulin are usur, they're mevatel. Elevade kedepricious la'el. Meaning this proves the shaila is about the gedulin. The Rush and Tosfos learn the gedulin are for sure an entity. The shailas, are they mevatel? But the fact that the Gemara is trying to prove from here that we see the gedulin are usher, that means that must have been what was up to debate. Now, here's the million-dollar question. What in the world is the Gemara proving? Oh, we see the gedulin are an entity by itself? But we already said before, maybe that's only l'chumra. Can't bring a proof, right? The shaila is, what if you had Shemitah onion that you replanted in the eighth year? Do we say the gidulin are an entity by itself, l'kula, and then not only is it mutter, it's mevatel the ikr. But l'chumra, we for sure would have said it's an entity by itself. That was never up to debate. That's why in the bottom of Nun Zayin Amad Beis, by Bitsalim, we say that the extra Bitsalim are chayiv in Meiser, and then you have to think of Meiser according to the whole thing, because L'chumra, we for sure say it's an entity by itself. So isn't it obvious over here? We would say L'chumra, it's an entity by itself. So the Ran says an amazing thing. The Ran says, earlier, the Chumra was one Chumra. The Chumra was, are the Gidulin an entity by itself? But here there are two Chumras. Chumra number one is, why is this Shvius growth usher to begin with? Why is it usher to begin with? Why is the Shemitah usher to begin with? Because you're going to say it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why is it Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Oh, because it's before the Zman Bior, so you could still eat it before the Zman Bior. Is that Pashut? That because you're able to eat something before the Zman Bior, it's considered Dvarm Sheyesh Lo Matirin? The Ran says, V'nir ba'inai da'afagav del el da'tanan dilma l'chumra b'inan l'mifshita meha d'salik adaitin d'leka l'midchi ki ha'gavna. Because there it's only one chumra. But here, if we're going to say l'chumra shani, there are two chumras. Number one, that bior, the fact that I could eat it before the bior is like davar sheyesh matirin. That's a chumra ba'alma, the Ran says. Okay, so the Gemara, Taka says, no, this is not a raya. V'dilma hanami l'chumra shani. Maybe this also is an instance where we'll say the gidulin are an entity by itself, l'chumra. So now, next case. Ela min hada pashta. We're going to prove it from this case. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Bitsalim Shiradolem Gishamim, onions that rain fell on it, Bitsamchu, and they sprouted. Imhayu Olin Shalahen Shchayren, if their leaves were dark green, blackish green, Asuren. Because, we'll see, Hayriku, if they were pale, Mutaren. Let's see the Ran. Elamin Hada Pashta, Titanya Bitsalim Shiradolim Gishamim Bishvias. Let's say you had an onion. That rain fell on it in Shvias. Bitsamchu, and it sprouted. Im Hayu Alin Shalahen Shchayrin Asurin. Says Aran, Lav Shchayrin Mamish. It doesn't mean Mamish black. Elanoitin Lashchayras. It's like turning to black. Shazem Moichiach. This shows Shagidulan Yafa. That it grew healthily. And you know how it, if the leaves are dark green, that means it was nourished from the ground. And the ground is shvius, mikarka shvius, nesgadu, fika chasurin. So if the leaves are, so you have an onion, rain fell on it. If the leaves are darkish green, that means it got nourished from the ground, and the ground is shvius, and if you get nourished from the ground, they're shvius, you're asur. By the way, that means the extra addition of growth came from the Shemitah. And that means we're saying it's Aser because the extra growth came from Shemitah. Hayriku Mutarin. But if it's pale, it's Mutar Shekivin Cheim Yerukim. Since it's like a pale green, lav machmas yinikas hakarka, it didn't get nourished from the ground. Nisgadlu, that's not how it grew. Ela machmas habatzal atzma, it grew from the onion itself. There's no isser of something that grows from an onion during Shemitah. So you get this case, it rained during Shemitah, and the onion produced new growth. And if the leaves are dark green, it must have been nourished by the ground. Which really means that the extra growth is considered a separate entity. Again, is it the Slechumra? Rabbi Chanina ben Antignoi, sorry, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignoi says, "Im michoilen li talish ba'olin shalohen asurin." If you're able to uproot by their leaves, that means they're strong and it grew from the ground, then it's usur, even if it's pale. And if you can pull it out by the leaves, it's mutter, even if it's green. This first case will not prove anything, because this is a chumra. But then the Braisa says, the Mishnah says, ukenegda lematzai shvius. And what if the onion was then, it rained in matzah shvius, and stuff grew out of it, and the leaves are dark green, we say it's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? But why don't we say it's a continuation from the actual onion? So doesn't that mean it's an entity by itself, lakula? Mutaren, lememra digdulei heter malenas iser. Are you gonna, and now once it's mutter, it's logical, it's common sense, it's going to be mavato liyakur. Lememra digdulei heter malenas iser. Let's see the Ran. Im michoilen li talish ba'olen shalem asuren. In such a scenario, it's clear that the yinika is good. Because by these leaves, vaday rabu gidulin al ikar habatzel. Certainly, the gidulin were much more on the main onion, hamurav bahem. So, if it rained and new gidulin grew, then they're mutter. And it sounds like the whole thing is mutter. Because these leaves, the new growth will definitely be more than the ikar. Kachner ba'alma, ba'enai. Alma ein gidulin im shachem achar ikar. We see that the growth is not drawn after the main part of the onion. The adrav malanoi sites mavatalit. So we see that the gidulin is a separate entity. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. You know, maybe we're talking about here crushed onions. Crushed onions are so insignificant that, of course, the gidulin are an entity by itself and are not nimshach after the crushed onion. But if it would be a whole onion, then maybe we wouldn't say it's mutter. Maybe we would say it's an extension of the original onion. V'dilma b'meduchen, says the Ran, shadok v'shachak habitzalim. You crushed and you ground the onions. V'kimen d'meduchen inu, since they're crushed. Gari, they're on a low level. V'loy mamshachi gidulin basrayo, and the gidulin will not be drawn after it. Yeah, that is daf nun ches amud alf. It's a difficult amud, but I think we b'siyata shmaya did it clear. Okay, don't go anywhere. I want to show you something very important. Stay right there. Look what just came from Eretz Yisrael, the new Sefer. Birchas HaTzadik of the Tzadik Renana. Check this out. It's like almost leather cover. And first pictures of the Tzadik of Renana. This is the Rebbe of the Tzadik Renana. This is him as a young man. And a little bit older. And this is him b'zaknusai, and this is when he was a sagi nahar wearing shades. And Baruch Hashem just came. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Kol tov, hatzlacha.
Kol tov. Quick question though: if somebody stunted the growth of an onion at the end of the 6 year. And it's not growing, even though it's still inside the soil, it would be permitted? That's not drawing any nutrients?
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, it doesn't grow, and it's now the seventh year, but it did not grow at all in the seventh year, then it would be okay. It's only if it actually grew and was nourished from the ground of the seventh year.
You can still place it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Shkoyach. Kol tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.